USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The day after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit Ridgecrest, California, a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake swayed buildings, cracked foundations, and caused other types of damage in the same region. Resident Brent Clark Palmer says Ridgecrest is a helpful town.
Everyone all the time is checking in on their neighbors and has each other's back. And people who are against each other or opposite political stripes or this person's music is not as good as that person's music, in Ridgecrest, you always know that that person that frustrates you is going to have your back.
But this Ridgecrest resident says he's thinking of moving.
Likely to retire within the next 5 to 7 years. I've always said I wanted to retire here in Ridgecrest. It's a nice community. It's very affordable from a California perspective. But now I'm not so sure I want to live here after I retire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A strange explosion at a college in Reno was under investigation. USA's Winnie King has more on that story.
Classes were canceled at the University of Nevada, Reno after a utilities explosion blew out windows and caused the partial collapse of a dormitory building. Reno Fire Operations Chief Steve Layton says 8 people received minor injuries.
There was a small explosion in the basement of the building. While we were there investigating it, there was a larger explosion that damaged a large portion of the center of the building.
The U.S. will face Netherlands tomorrow morning, hoping to claim their 4th Women's World Cup title. But Netherlands has won 9 straight games. Before that final, U.S. midfielder Megan Rapinoe held a news conference and talked about not going to the White House after the tournament.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to everyone about it. Obviously, not myself, not Allie Krieger, and I suspect not many, if any, of the other players. But I haven't spoken to every one of them about it.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Utah police have identified the body of a missing college student. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The body of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Luke, has been found in a canyon north of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown made the announcement in a news conference.
I am relieved and grief-stricken to report that we have recovered Mackenzie Luke from Logan Canyon. I spoke with Mackenzie's family. We hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
Last Friday, police arrested 31-year-old Ayuli Ajayi in connection with Luke's death, and at the time, he was expected to be charged with aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and the desecration of a body. He's currently being held without bail.
Anti-ICE protesters marched to Immigration and Customs Enforcement's headquarters in Washington to protest family separations at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Donald Trump praised the state of border facilities used to detain illegals, despite government and independent reports indicating that several of the facilities are overcrowded and unsanitary. 15-year-old tennis sensation Coco Gauff has advanced to a Wimbledon fourth round after a win over Slovenia's Polona Hercog. Part of her victory came with a Hercog return going too high.
Well, when it was going over my head, I was like, please go out, like, please. And then after when I was jumping, I was like, wow, I can't believe it. Like, it's been one long match, and that's finally over.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.